So, Julia, we're both teachers.
That's right.
And are you familiar with the different learner types?
A little bit, yes. I encounter different kinds of learners in my classrooms.
Okay, so for example, what kind of learner are you?
I think possibly more than one, maybe overlap on a couple, but primarily a visual learner. So I have to take it in through my eyes, usually like with a picture. I certainly have to see a word. If I'm learning a language, I have to see it written down.
So you need the phonetic script. You need something.
I need something visual.
Yeah, for it to stick in your
head.
For
it to stay in my mind. It has to have a visual. I can't just hear it, for example. I can't just hear a word and remember it. I have to have some sort of visual to connect it to.
Okay, and so you're a visual learner. Anything
I think it's
else?
Called a visual learner. I don't know the technical term for it, but an emotional learner. If a
oh, really?
Yeah, if a piece of information or the thing that I'm learning is attached to an emotional experience, I store it very definitively. I can remember it. I can recall it. If it's just a neutral, say, a sentence, I can't remember. It has to have a backstory. It has to have an emotional connection somehow.
Wow, it has to have some connection.
Yeah. Usually a personal story, especially humor. If there's a joke involved, if it made me laugh at the time of learning it, I'm a laughter learner. I don't know. I don't know if that's a real one, but it definitely an emotional response makes it much more easy for me to learn something.